Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing today? You have a good Shabbat?
Yes, I did. It was beautiful. Thank you. And you, Carl?
I'm sorry?
How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, I'm still in Shabbat, so it's very, very nice place. Let us read from the Zohar. We're reading from the Parsha of Pinchas, which is the energy of healing. We're reading, starting at the beginning with section 1. Hear, my son, the instruction of your father. Verse 1. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenehu. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Pinchas ben Elazar v'gomer. Rabbi Elazar patach v'amar. Shema b'ni misar avicha. Yal titosh dorat imecha, Shema b'ni musar avicha, Dak ucha b'richu. Yal titosh dorat imecha, Dak neset Yisrael, Mai musar avicha musar, Da oraita de'it b'chama. Tochachin chama onashim, Dada'a musar Hashem, Benei al timas ve'al tifetz, Betochachto. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, Rabbi Elazar began, Hear, my son, the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the Torah of your mother. Hear, my son, the instruction of your father refers to the Holy One, blessed be He. And do not forsake the Torah of your mother refers to the congregation of Israel. What is the instruction of your father? Instruction is the Torah, which contains a number of rebukes and punishments. As it is said, my son, do not despise the chastening of Hashem, nor be weary of his correction. This verse in Proverbs of the instruction of your father and the Torah of your mother has drawn a lot of commentary. And the Zohar is starting to give us an explanation, give us a structure by explaining who father and mother represents and taking it out of the physical father and the mother. Typically, in the physical world, the father has been has the energy of rebuke and the energy of punishment, the energy of discipline. And the mother is considered the loving, the entity or the support that represents loving kindness. But when we put it in this level of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is our father, and our mother is our friends. The term is the congregation of Israel. Everybody who is Jewish, everybody who's on a spiritual path, is the congregation of Israel. And this consciousness, being human consciousness, does not judge so harshly. Whereas the idea of Hashem, who we know is only loving consciousness. So what is Hashem having to do with instruction? Why does it have discipline? And that's really the question that's being asked. And I don't think we're going to get an answer in this next verse, but let's take a look. Ugin dekoman dushtadal bioraita Behai alma zake deyiftechun Lekaman parim Lehahu alma kaman echolim Veshata dinim ok mechai Alma hi itemat Tame v'yarza lekol neturei tari. Ma'af rezet v'yomeret Yilchu sh'arim v'yaro goy. Tzadik at kinu Kur siyan liflanaya avda. De malka delet Hadu lekucha erichu elama Dishtadal bioraita Kavshin barnash demitar Beleya leishtadla adla Bioraita dehakot zavikaya Divinta di aeden satin lekela vetucha berintu nishtika benaihu kamadiyukuha hayoshevet begeinom avirin mitshevin lekoles And since everyone who engages in Torah in this world is worthy that a number of gates, a number of lights to the world to come be opened for him, therefore when he departs from this world, the Torah precedes him, going to all the gatekeepers proclaiming, "Open the gates, that the righteous nation may enter. Prepare a seat for so-and-so, the king's servant. The Holy One, blessed be he, has no joy other than with one who engages in Torah. How much more so with the man who rises up at night to engage in Torah? For all the righteous in the Garden of Eden are attentive to his voice, and the Holy One, blessed be he, among them. As they put it, you that dwell in the gardens, the companions hearken for your voice. Cause me to hear it. It added to our understanding, this verse, that rising at midnight is a very positive action to take. It gives greater pleasure to the Creator to have Torah studied after midnight and before sunrise than at any other time of the day or night. That's what this verse is saying. That's what this section is saying. That's what this verse from Mishlei is implying and hinting at. The Torah, which is of our mother, when we rise at midnight, dealing with the energy of Chesed, which comes into the universe at midnight, all of this is being hinted at in these two verses. That's the end of the one section, and I know it's a short session, but I'm a little tired. there any questions?
I have a question, Hannah, but it's not related with the Zohar that you have read tonight.
That's fine. What's the question?
Are the watchers the same as the Nephilim?
Ask the question again. I didn't hear it.
Are the watchers the same as the Nephilim?
You've got me saying it the same way. The Nephilim from the chapter 6 in Genesis, the fallen ones, they may be, they may not be. There are some people who, some of the Kabbalists say they are, some say they're not. The idea of the fallen angels is a very confusing section of the Torah because it's become so corrupted by the church and by the Western influence of what is an angel. The understanding we have to realize is that there are species of angels, just like there's a human species with many, many members, 7 billion at last estimate. There are species with many, many members. And many of those members have the same, they're in argument, they're in disagreement as what is the plan of Hashem. Because each of them experience Hashem in their own way. And this process of developing truth what happens is that the certain members of certain species agree with certain members of the other species. So when you say the word watchers in your mind, in most people's minds, you're thinking of one particular species of angel. When you say the word Tali, you're thinking of one specific species of angel. When you say the word Mikhail, you're thinking of one species of angel. But in reality, these are different entities at different levels of consciousness. So to answer your question, it's rather difficult. Because the watchers are on one level of consciousness, and the fallen angels are on another level of consciousness, and they disagree. They had a machloket, they had an argument over what is the path of Hashem, what does Hashem want, what is the plan of Hashem. And the fallen angels were sent down to earth to say, because the argument was right at the beginning of creation, why do you need to create man? We can do the job. And God said to these angels, no, you can't. And to prove it, you have to experience it. So you go down and see that you can do the job. You go experience what it's like to be with women. You go experience what it's like to have the pleasures of the physical world taking you away from my plan, from what I want you to do. You experience this and see that the strengths of humanity that I have given them, that they will grow into, are necessary. And this is the fallen angels. And they cohabited with women, human women, and there were different types of species that came from that. So it's rather confusing as to who is what. And the only way you can truly find this out is to experience your own meditation. and meet a fallen angel and meet a watcher. And you may not like that entity that you meet. They're individuals. They may not like you. Are there any questions, or did I answer your question?
You answered the question. Thank you. And it's more clear for me now. They are not the same, but they have different consciousness, and it's another kind of expression of individual.
Very good. You have a beautiful evening, a good week, and I'm sorry?
You as well.
Thank you. And we will speak to you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.
I will be there. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.